Folks, it's hard to find the perfect pair of jeans. You don't want to break the bank, but you need something that lasts. So the problem with jeans is that the really good pairs cost $200 or $300 easily, and the bargain brands just fall apart and look terrible. If you're sifting through sales racks just to find a decent pair of jeans under $100, you can call off the search party. 2017 is here, and you're already behind on this winter's hottest trend, so why not ignore all the fast fashion noise and buy something timeless? Delisted offers luxury gray denim at affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Delisted has starting at just $75. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands and designers, while skipping the markups and middlemen. The result, pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Go to delisted.com, spelled D-S-T-L-D.com, and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Delisted is your answer to elevated style without elevated prices. Just go to delisted.com right now and use the promo code FERAL at checkout and get 20% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com, promo code FERAL. Five letters, folks. DSTLD.com for your jeans.
FERAL Audio.
Times and feet you can't defy. If you knew the path we're riding, you'd understand it less than
what's
I would.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Let me try to cool down this feeling. 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 Let me try to cool down this feeling.
All right, we're good. We are back. We are back. Volume levels seeming to be good, thank goodness. Close the door in here. It is 9 o'clock. Sorry, we're running a little bit late today here on the West Coast. We are live Tuesday, Tim Tuesday, here on Facebook Live. Still not happy with this framing here. There we go, a little headroom.
This seems to me a strange thing, mystifying, that a man like you can waste his time on women of her kind.
All right, folks.
Yes, I can understand, but she...
Welcome to another episode of Office Hours. And just before we begin, thanks to everybody that... Well, let's begin. Thanks to everyone who came out to the West Coast shows out there in California, Oregon, Washington. It was a wonderful week. We just had a wonderful time playing for you all. And if you were at one of the shows, why don't you call in? We could get a first-hand account of the adventures of the show. Love to hear your feedback, your reviews. A couple shows coming up in the Southeast. Monday, June 20th, with Neil Hamburger in Birmingham, Alabama, kicking off our amateur pilots and humorists flying themselves to each show tour. All right. Now that's going to be beginning on Monday, June 20th in Birmingham. Following that, we have Tuesday, June 21st in Atlanta, Georgia. Then Wednesday, June 22nd in Nashville. And Thursday, June 23rd in Asheville, North Carolina. Charleston on Friday. And Carrboro, North Carolina, at the Cat's Cradle, Saturday, June 25th. All right, come on down. Let's party all day It's election day in California. Very excited to support my local reps. Some of my local reps. I got a personal outreach from a congressman. Someone running for assembly named Ardy, A-R-D-Y, something like a Kardashian-sounding name from Glendale. Very supportive of the In Glendale album. I don't know anything else about him, but he'll get my vote for his support of my work. That's how you do it, folks. You scratch my back, and I will scratch yours all day long. So Artie, go out and vote for Artie if you see him on your ballot here in California. Artie, what's his name? I think he's a good guy. I think he supports the teachers. And that's all I'll say about that for now. We are online, the Skype. Give me a call, and we'll just get this going and see where it goes. I don't have much to do today. I don't have much to talk about. I don't have an agenda, folks. Folks. Yeah, see, after I do one of these tours, one of these music tours, I can get into my Alex Jones voice. Ladies and gentlemen, folks, today's a really important day for California. There's a lot at stake here. You have a choice. You know, the people of California have a choice to vote for a reptilian. Someone who is designed by the Illuminati to strip us of our rights and our liberties. Folks, while I have you, I want to talk to you about this incredible company I've been working with for a couple months now. My family uses their services, and it can basically what it does is it converts your waste into a food source, okay? Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's see who we've got. We got looking for some new callers. I'm going to go to Jeffrey Wells. Jeffrey Wells.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Jeffrey, how are you?
Doing well, how are you?
Good. Are you, where are you calling from?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Can you stabilize your audio situation there?
Trying to. Sorry, one second.
Okay. We'll stand by for Jeffrey Wells.
Yeah. How's this sounding?
It sounds good. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Not feeling so hot, but other than that, you know, not a bad day.
What's going on?
Just at work right now.
Yeah. Just I can tell you're trying to be a little quiet, right?
Yeah, I was trying to get out of the where everybody was, but I think I've landed it now. How are you doing today? Are you going when are you going to vote?
I'm going to go vote after this call.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Not after this call. After this session here on the
after this whole session.
Yeah, but about noon.
Did you want to talk about who you wanted to vote for president?
No, nobody wants to hear about that.
Nobody wants to hear about that. That's fair.
You know.
Yeah, no, I get it. So a few questions, I guess, that I could ask. Do y'all have plans for more On Cinema coming down this way?
Yes, we're going to be shooting a new season of On Cinema starting in June.
Yay.
And that will hit the airwaves in July.
Awesome. That sounds fantastic. I'm very excited about that and the new Steve Brule as well.
Yes, June 17th, we're going to be hitting the airwaves with a new season of Decker, and check it out following right after that. It's going to be a half hour of some of the best television on TV. Right, listen, yeah. Your audio is terrible. I have to hang up on you. Thanks, Jeff.
I'm so sorry, but thank you so much for answering my call.
All right, thanks. And let's take Kyle Casey on the line. Kyle Casey, how are you? Kyle Casey calling, looking for Kyle Casey. Okay, I hear you. Kyle, I hear you.
Tim?
Yes.
Hi,
what's up?
Nothing. What are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
Yeah.
I'm wearing a beautiful white t-shirt, beautiful blue jeans, and my now trademark green shoes that everybody's just going nuts for.
Is there a big sale item now?
They're off the shelves. Yeah, they're probably sold out due to me wearing them.
That's cool. Can we come to Buffalo?
Buffalo, New York?
Yes.
There's no plans right now to come to Buffalo, unfortunately.
I'm trying to make them with you.
Well, I don't think it works into my schedule for the year.
Oh, for the whole year?
Yeah. All right.
What do you got next year?
Next year, it's looking like Buffalo in January.
January?
Probably Buffalo on Tuesdays for the year.
Every Tuesday or just every Tuesday in January?
Every Tuesday in the year 2017, I'll be in Buffalo, New York, just doing my stuff, doing my work.
That's pretty comedy. Cool.
I'll be doing open mics, music open mics. I'll be doing headlining ballrooms. And I'll be doing meet and greets. I'll be doing in-stores. I'll be doing outdoor free events. And I'll just be running the gamut with the live entertainment in Buffalo throughout the year.
Oh, that's terrific news. I'm going to post that right now. Will you stay at my place for a couple of Tuesdays?
I will stay at your place for sure. I'll count on it. Okay?
Okay, Tim. Thanks for taking my call.
Take care. See, I make promises. I keep my promises. I will be in Buffalo every Tuesday next year. Movie Maker 5027. Hello.
Hey. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm just sitting in my room naked talking to you.
Yeah, Paul, I love the sound of that. Can we get a screenshot? Can we get a pic?
No, you can't. Come on. But you said you're bringing back Check It Out with Steve Brule. Is that really a real thing?
No, we joke about bringing stuff back. We don't.
Yeah.
We don't really bring anything back. We don't deliver. We don't deliver on our promises. We never have.
Okay.
No, of
That's
course,
cool.
Of course, we're bringing back. It's coming back June 17th. It's all over the internet. People are going nuts for it.
I actually have a question with John C. Reilly. Working with him, was he really like adept to your form of alternative comedy? Because you know he seemed like a pretty straight and narrow guy. Then when he became Steve Brule, it was just like pretty cool to see him try new things. How was that change for him from his usual work in like say like Boogie Nights to becoming this character?
Well, we've been working him. Maybe that's a better way to put it. We've been working with him for, geez, I would say almost 10 years now. Over 10 years.
Right.
And he's just, he loves comedy. He loves, being a little weird and a little wild. And
sure.
That's probably in his blood since before any of those more serious movies. He's well-rounded and has a variety of interests, including music, including drama. But he's just, a fan of the absurd, and he knows a lot about it, and he's schooled in it. And so it was a pretty natural fit, and he loved the idea of just of experimenting and going to different kind of places that you don't usually get to go to in more scripted environment. So it's been to this day a very positive working collaboration. All right.
I have one more question before then you let me go. How much of that show is improvised versus how much of it is scripted?
How much of it is improvised versus how much of it is scripted? We're talking about Check It Out here?
Yes, sir.
I would say it's about half and half. We have a general structure written and suggestions and possibilities and ideas. But then we go into environments and we go into interviews and these kind of things with the with the knowledge that things can go in several directions. It's all about following your gut, following your heart, and not being too precious about anything, and trying things and being open to the moment.
All right, Tim. Well, thank you very much. I'm going to go back to selling my used underwear online. Talk to you later.
Buddy, getting a joke at the end is always a great way, a great strategy for the calls coming into office hours. Now, it is Tim Tuesday, so I am looking for Tims to call in so we could talk about that shared experience. It is a shared experience. We are, I guess, I'm not seeing anyone at the moment, but we'll go to Bobby Blackcoat. Bobby, turn your mute the feed is the message we like to say. Mute the feed. How are you?
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, but your audio sucks, so I have to hang up on you. Sorry, buddy. Matt's, I'm just not going to have a high tolerance level for that. Let's try Alexandra. Alexandra. Alexandra, you there?
Oh, I'm doing that right now.
Okay, got it. Yeah, you sound great. What's going on?
Hi, Tim.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
You calling from, when people say they're calling from New York, that must mean they're calling from the city of New York.
No, Brooklyn, New York. Sorry.
Oh, that's close enough. The five boroughs. You know, if you're calling in from Saugerties or White Plains or Albany, you're gonna say
or something like Pacho.
Yeah, you're gonna say that. You're not just gonna say New York, right? But yeah. You are calling in from Brooklyn. What part of Brooklyn are you in?
I'm in Brighton Beach.
Wow, that's interesting. That's not your usual Brooklyn type hang spot. I used to go to Brighton Beach when I lived there so many years ago.
We used
to go there for the beach and for some Russian food.
Yeah.
Are you
Russian? A first generation immigrant, so that's how I wound up here, but I don't like it very much.
It's a little dicey, would you say?
Yeah. A lot.
Why is that? It could be such a wonderful place. You're right there on the beach. You got the boardwalk.
It's because it has... Well, this is not the whole reason, but it's part of it. It's because it has really big connections with the Russian mafia going back a while a lot of crime.
Does your family have connections with the Russian mafia?
Absolutely not. Okay. I wish.
Well, you wish? Wow. Interesting.
Because then we'd probably not have as many of the financial problems that we do now.
Are you destitute?
Not quite, but
what do you do for what do you do for work?
I'm a translator and editor.
Translator, a Russian to English
and back, and I can also handle Ukrainian.
Tell us something terrific. Tell us some good news in Russian. Give us.
I don't know about Russia.
I'm saying in the language of Russian. Why don't you just freestyle about how much you appreciate my work?
Do you want me to say it in Russian?
Yeah, I think that would be what our audience wants. Don't we think, guys, don't we want that out there in the office hours world? Don't we want to hear the Russian language out there?
Are you waiting for the comments to say whether they want to hear?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for some thumbs up from anybody to just say, wow, that sounds like an exciting new strategy for office hours. Well, you know what? I've seen a couple, but let's hit it. Okay, the floor is yours.
Okay. Работа Тима Хайзекера и Эрика Верхэма и остальных актеров и комедиантов, имеющих отношение к этому стилю комедии. Это одна из новейших, самых оригинальных...
Thank you very much. I'm flattered. I appreciate that. I assume it was all positivity. How can I help you today? Do you have any questions, concerns?
I just had two comments. And the first one is I wanted to say thank you for your show. It was a little while ago at Other Music. And I was there. It was very great. And you were... I love how friendly and nice you were to all the people that came to see you. And I wanted to apologize because I asked you to sign my record and I got very starstruck and I wanted to impress you with some kind of sense of humor or something, or some sort of really short, clever way, but I got starstruck when I saw you and
you didn't deliver. Well, listen, I appreciate that. I was not hoping or expecting or certainly don't require any humor to come from anybody in that
situation. Yeah, but I wanted for everything that you've done for us, I wanted to, but
did you have something planned?
No, thought I would make up something funny, but it
didn't happen.
What
you should have done is you should have come up and talked to me in Russian. That would have gotten my attention.
I thought you probably would have assumed I'm crazy and asked like security to get me out.
Yeah, that could have been. Well, thank you for coming to that show. It was a very special night for me to get to play those songs for you and to be at other music,
of course, which is
going out of business, unfortunately. But it was a very touching night, I would say, don't you think, because of all the people that were there? And
absolutely. It was great to be there with you, and it was just it was funny, but it was also music, and I like the record store, so it was just great.
Thank you so much, Alexandra. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and you're welcome to call back anytime. All the best to the Brighton Beach gang.
Can I just say one more really short thing?
Sure.
I really watched I recently watched the Greg Turkington Vehicle Entertainment, and I just wanted to say that even though your cameo is very short, I really like it because even being that short, it gets across that, you know, like, dark, strange character you use in movies, and I really enjoyed that.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Thank you so much. Everyone, go check out Entertainment's on Netflix and iTunes and all the rest. It's a really strong move.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks
Bye.
Very much, Alexandra.
Very
Take
good
care.
Day.
What a nice lady. What a nice lady calling in from Brighton Beach. And if you want to check out a good movie, check out Brighton Beach Memoirs. That's the old Neil Simon movie. I got Donald Green coming up. Donald Green, don't forget to mute your feed. Donald Green.
Hi, my name is Donald from Lawrence, Kansas. How you doing, Tim?
I'm good, Donald Green. My grandfather's name was Donald as well.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Hey, just a quick question.
I can't imagine too many people naming their kids Donald, you know, these days, if you know what I mean.
No, we really need to get back to our roots with, like, good American names like Donald.
It's got a but we've got a problem with the name now, don't we?
I guess so.
It's soiled. And soiled. Tim Manchin, by the way, Tim Manchin, I see you over there, and I'm going to be picking up on you after this call, so stand by. All right, Donald, how can I help you today?
Yeah, so quick question. So I've been a long-time follower of you and mostly on cinema. I know tensions kind of got high with Greg after he kind of soiled Decker with Dracula, though I'm glad it's coming back for a new season. What's it like getting back to working professionally with Greg after he kind of ruined a soul project of yours?
Well, it's always a big challenge. It's a challenge that I wish I didn't have to face, but I do, and that's the way it goes. There's a lot of reasons for it. I won't get into it too much on these calls. I appreciate the support on the show. I think you're just going to get a kick out of the new season of Decker. It's a lot of fun. It's I don't know what to tell you except to watch.
No, I'm excited. Right. Very excited for it. Thanks taking my call.
There's only so much of that subject that I want to get into on the office hours, because it gets the schizophrenia starts setting in a little bit with who I am. Let's go to Tim Manchester. Timmy, baby. Timmy.
Hey, Timmy, how's it going?
What's up, baby?
Oh, you know, just enjoying some dandelion tea.
Me loving it.
Mm. How was the tour, Tim?
It was great, man. I mean, we got out there, we played rock and roll, I got all sweaty, we were sitting in the car, we ate some McDonald's, were just doing that road life, road dogging it, you know what I mean, Tim Baba?
Oh, yeah. A roadie for my friend's band, so I know what it's all about.
You know how it is. You get on the road, you're staying out late, you don't get enough sleep, so you kind of get a little loopy, and you get to meet a bunch of people out there, and it's just, it's the carnival life for me. And I don't think I could do it full time, but to get to do it every once in a while. And I got to say, the band that I play with is just phenomenal, and they're all nice people. Everyone gets along. We listen to a lot of good music in the car. You know, what can I say? I have no complaints.
Yeah, they're a tight group. I like the album. It's great.
Thank you. What can I help you with today?
Oh, I'm just enjoying a beautiful day here. I'm in Eastern Canada. It's a sunny day. I'm going to take the dogs for a walk.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dandelion tea, can't get enough of that stuff.
Oh, so good for the guts, Tim.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, I got terrible guts, so I'm going to try some dandelion tea. By the way, I had an acai bowl this morning, the John C. Reilly special. Anybody out there make that acai bowl over the week while we were offline? I had a wonderful acai bowl today, and I really enjoyed it. And I want to thank John C. Reilly for calling in last week and giving us that wonderful recipe. All right, Tim, I'm going to go to another Tim because we got a bunch of Tims on the call today. Tim.
Okay.
Tim Fletcher calling in. Tim, mute the stream, baby.
I enjoyed it.
Fletcher, that's the correct way to say my name, but you were close.
What did you say?
Fletcher Noel.
Oh, Fletcher. That's annoying.
It is a little annoying, but I've gotten used to it.
I would just go ahead and change that. I would just go ahead and walk on down to the Bureau of the Bureau of whatever you want to call it, and say I request an L to put after the F because it's enough. It's enough of saying this all the day long. Somebody obviously effed up on your entrance into the United States generations back, forgot the L. Now it's your time to restore it to its proper place. I think it's your duty as a Fletcher to make things right. Will you do that?
No. Oh, no, I'd take a great stand against that. I would never do that.
Okay, well, that's your prerogative.
Yeah, it is, and that's something I'm standing by.
And you know what my right as an American citizen to do is? I'll call you whatever the fuck I want. I'm going to call you Tim Fletcher.
All right, and it's my right as an American citizen to not respect you.
I have no respect for you as well.
You're welcome to not respect my heritage and my history, and I will respect yours.
I appreciate that. Now, how can I help you today, Tim?
I was thinking you should start making the show like a Howard Stern type show.
What show? This show?
This show, yeah. You should get some guests, and you should like have people coming in, have interesting characters.
Well, but I wouldn't want to just rip somebody off. I don't want to just
copy a formula. But it's a good formula.
I don't understand.
What do you mean?
I appreciate the note, and I just feel like I'm just doing this sort of for fun. I'm not really pursuing this as a career or anything here. You know?
I'm not saying as a career, but as a future, something in the future that could be fun is making this something like that.
All right, I'll take the note. I'm writing down the note to look into that. It seems like a lot of work. Thanks, Tim. All right, what do we got next coming in? Gary Cunningham from the Cunninghams. Gary.
Hi, I'm here with my roommate as well, David. Hi.
Hello, David.
Just calling to say hi and say we're big fans, I guess. Yeah, that's the main thing.
That's the main thing. So let me just warm up this conversation with a little. Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Chicago. Students at DePaul.
Chi-town.
Yes,
Chi-town.
I had a question for you, Tim.
All right.
I was wondering, so with Decker going to TV, we're getting more Decker. Are you going to keep going with On Cinema? Just forever?
Yes, I've answered this before.
Sorry.
Yes, On Cinema never dies. On Cinema goes on forever. On Cinema goes on forever. Let's see what Michael Q. Schmidt wants to say. I haven't talked to him in a while. Michael Q. Schmidt, my old friend. Michael Q. I can hear you. You got to mute your stream there, my friend.
Yes. Hold on.
Can you hear me okay? Yeah, it sounds terrible, Mike. There, now talk. Sorry, Mike. Maybe some other time. That was just as Michael Q. Schmidt, the guy that played a bunch of things for us, a bunch of characters, the body of Joy Peters, of course, and a number of Winterman from the number of issues there. Great to hear from him. Mr. Suit.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Just getting back into the office hour swing of things.
Hey, I'm so glad you do this, and I'm so happy to hear about On Cinema staying in perpetuity. I love that show so much.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. We enjoy doing it to some degree.
Yeah. I have a couple questions. I'm calling from Chicago. My name's Dan. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
I was wondering, I know that you really like the In Glendale record. I was wondering if you got, if you ever got into any of the Numero Group compilations, specifically the easy listening ones.
No, I will check it out.
I think you'd really like it. There's whoever did the soundtrack for Overnight, basically the Overnight, that Adam Scott movie.
Uh-huh.
It's all very kind of color, California AM radio stuff, and I think you'd really love it. It's all Numero Group stuff, which is like obscure.
I will check it out. I will request a free copy of that since I am a member of that record label. Okay? I will go and purchase it. I will request a free copy. Because that's
deserve. Do you want us to, as your fans, like barrage them?
No, come on. Let's not get into that.
Okay.
But thank you for supporting us. Did you support my record? Did you purchase it?
Yes, I did.
Thank you so much. I'll do the reverse of what you're saying. I would like all my fans listening to support the Numero Group reissue. What is the name of the soundtrack? Is the
if you buy the Numero Group compilation WTNG, which is their AM
WTNG.
Yep,
that's what we should be checking out. That's what we should be buying. Buy it online or purchase it in the store. By the way, we do have a subject today beyond Tim Tuesday. We are looking for the moment when I became unfunny, when I lost it. When I lost it. I got a tweet this morning from a woman who said, when did you stop being funny? And when did that happen? When did you stop being funny and became more into, I can't remember how she worded it, something to the effect of, I'm now mainstream and lame. So we're trying to identify when I became unfunny. So if anyone has any theories on that, I'll be happy to entertain them. Thanks very much for the call and the recommendation. I'm going to check it out today. Brandon Young.
Oh, hey, Tim.
The question is, when did I become unfunny?
It was November. Hold on. Somewhere in 2009.
That's right. Well, I did facetiously post a date, which was just sort of pulled out of thin air this morning.
Yeah, I figured that.
But if there's anything that I did in my past body of work that turned you off of me, I don't expect you to be calling in today, actually.
No. My friend went to the Beaver Boy party there with the shrimp and everything.
Yeah.
And he made t-shirts for you guys. So, yeah, big fan.
Thank you so much. Can I help you today?
That's awesome. My stepdad, and I want to talk about fatherhood and stuff like that. That picture that you have on Glendale is a very cool photo that really is reminiscent of everything that when I used to live in Silver Lake and stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
I used to have a kind of a room like that, and the window would be open, the dog would be on the bed, and it just captures the aesthetic of living in that area. You know what I mean? Perfect.
Thank you.
And all the dads are loving the record. And but anyway, so my stepdad was a roadie for the Rolling Thunder Review Tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at the age of 19, he's in Ronaldo and Clara and the movie and all that and stuff. And yet, so I was just wondering, I'm a huge Bob Dylan fan. I know you are.
Yeah.
Because, you have, it's true. I don't know how you do it, but, how deep do you go? Like, I want to know, do you fall into the Christian period?
I don't really have a period that I don't like. You know, I like the Christian records. I don't listen to them all the time. Empire Burlesque is probably the one record that I'm not really ever going to listen to very much. That's one that kind of just sags. But, we were on the road listening to Love and Theft. Over listening to, I think that was the only one we really listened to all the way through. But I love all these bootlegs that are coming out. All the,
yeah,
you know, the bootleg series. They're not actual bootlegs. I think some of those are as good as anything else. You know, I mean, another self portrait.
Yeah.
Was phenomenal.
And, yep,
and like jaw dropping that some of those cuts didn't make it on the record as compared to what
made
it on the record. It was really incredible. The cutting edge thing that came out is amazing to hear the sort of development of some of those songs. And I like the Sinatra covers records. I think those are fun.
Yeah. I
didn't like the last original record he put out, the Together Through Life. That one didn't click with me. But I'll take another listen. You never know. But
yeah, because, you know, in Empire Burlesque, the last song on that is Dark Eyes.
Dark Eyes.
A really good. Yeah.
All right, I'll check it out. All right, listen, I think we're going to lose listeners with the Bob Dylan stuff. But let's try Michael Q. Schmidt again. Michael, you're telling me you've got a better signal now?
Yes, can you hear me?
You're loud and clear. It's nice to hear your voice, old friend.
It's good to hear yours. I'm really enjoying your work, man.
Thank you so much. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I've got the project going on, and I'm having a blast.
Oh, good. Yeah, you're having a good time at life.
Yes. I like being the over the top crazy guy.
Yeah, you do that well, old friend.
You taught me that, and we had a lot of fun.
We did. Those were good days.
So, what's the next project coming up, son?
Well. Like we're launching Decker in a couple weeks. Eric and I are getting back to the writing board for the another season of bedtime stories. That's going to be coming later next year probably. And you know, that's just checking off boxes, just making stuff, getting a chance to make stuff, being grateful and blessed to do so.
Yes, I've recently done a music video for Glass Candy. It'll probably be out in July.
All right.
I mean, I've done like 50 so far, and each one is more funny than one before.
That's terrific, Michael.
What's this?
He's just. Are you dressed at the moment or not?
No, I'm sitting here in my winter man suit.
Ah. I think we can all picture that. Listen, everyone loves you. They love the Winter Man. They love the Raise the Roof. You are an inspiration to the listeners, and I know you're a just a delight on the internet when people want to talk to you. You're full of life, full of energy, full of great vibes.
All right? So are you, and hosting this little talk show is great because it allows the fans to communicate and find out what's around in your world.
Thanks, Michael. Call in anytime. I got to run.
All right, be well. Thank you.
It's the great Michael Q. Schmidt. Caroline Wells. Caroline Wells, you're on Office Hours. Caroline, my love. Hello.
Yes.
Settle yourself now.
Can you see me?
I don't need to see you.
Can you see me?
No, I don't need to see you. We just want to talk.
Well, hello.
Hello, how are you? Where are you calling from? Say that again.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
All right. What's up, my they got a couple of Louisiana heads calling in today.
My little brother tried earlier.
Okay.
But I wanted to let you know that my Twitter hasn't been working.
Oh, so no. It's
been 8 years that I've been retweeting you on a drunken decision one night together.
I wish I could hear you better because you're just a little choppy right now. So, you're the girl. Are you Caroline Is Broke?
That is me.
And to explain this to me, you have been retweeting me sort of everything I've tweeted, you just immediately retweet. Do you have that set up to just happen automatically?
No, I don't.
So how does that? How are you on there so quick? Do you have a notification when I tweet?
Yes, only you. I don't use Twitter at all. I don't understand it whatsoever.
But one night out of one thing.
Yes.
Can you explain why or just talk about it?
I was at a party one night and I was like talking about why people are using Twitter. 10 years ago, this was.
10 years.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm just going to retweet everything Tim Napier says.
Yeah.
I don't know. My brothers talk about you. a lot in your shows and everything, but I mean, they know more about you. I just chose you randomly.
You're not really a fan necessarily.
Well, I'm not a fan.
Have you become a fan since?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, really? Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So,
do you remember me retweeting John Mayer's tweets to you?
Vaguely, yes. It's not one of the strongest memories of my life, but there's something ringing a bell about that. It seemed like a very strange pursuit.
Oh, yeah. I said I was getting bored. I think this was 5 years afterwards, and I said, why not just retweet John Mayer? And then you said, but you're just getting started. So I was like,
okay. But you're here to tell me that your Twitter has not been working, so you have not been retweeting me.
Correct.
Well, it's very interesting.
Yeah. I'm going to get it fixed, and then I'm going to keep retweeting. I just wanted to let you know it's been 10 years, and
I can't believe it. It's something that, you know, it's nice to look back and say, boy, I've been doing something for a long period of time now. I've got some road behind me, as they say. Right?
Yeah. Yes, and you live near my older brother, actually.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
We're basically related at this point.
I think so.
I feel a very strong kinship with you, and I look forward to seeing those retweets when you get things back up and running. I wish you the best. Caroline Wells, all the best. Look out for her on Twitter, and you don't even have to follow me once she gets things running. You can unfollow me, follow Caroline, and you know you're getting the up-to-date Twitter news calling in from Tim Heidecker. Thank you, Caroline. Jeffrey Sweckler. Jeffrey.
Caroline. Jeffrey Sweckler. Jeffrey.
Hello.
Jeffrey, mute the feed, please.
Hi.
What up, dude?
Oh, you know, not a whole lot.
How can I help you?
Really just wanted to see when you're bringing back Scotty Andrews.
Scotty Andrews from Bedtime Stories.
Scotty Andrews.
Well, you know, I got to say, Bedtime Stories, as you know, is not a show where we repeat characters, but we are.
Well, an album, though. An album. A Scotty Andrews album. I would buy that. Buy that right now.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sure you're one of the only ones. I don't know if that joke works longer than the amount of time we spend on it. So,
I thought the music was genius.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's nice.
It was genius.
Well, thank you, man. I can't remember where that music came from. I don't know. I can't remember if it was just like, it might have just been some tracks we pulled, or might have been our guy. I can't remember. But it's very silly stuff. Thank you very much, Jeff.
Yes. You know what?
What?
I'm actually Pee-Pee Head.
Sorry?
This is actually Pee-Pee Head. I finally got through. I'm really excited.
Who's Pee-Pee Head? I'm not familiar with that.
I'm Pee-Pee Head. The Pee-Pee Head.
Where are you calling from?
Evansville, Indiana.
Evansville, Indiana. Part of the Evansville experience.
Yeah.
And thanks for the call. Anything else?
Just bring back Scotty.
All right, we'll look into that, Jeff. All right?
An album.
Angela Montabas requested I play some Monkees from the new Monkees. I don't know, Angela. I haven't gotten a chance to track that down or give it a listen. I will look into doing that in the future. The new Monkees are out. I heard the one song... She makes me laugh. Is that what Mickey's doing up there in the high register? Rob Kiley.
Is that what Mickey's doing up there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Angela's saying it's not on the new album. It's on, I don't know what album it's on. It's send me the album title, the song again here on the comments, and we'll look for it, okay? What's up, dude?
What's up, man? How you doing, Tim?
Good. Where are you calling from? Tell me what you got for me today.
I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Sounds good.
You
down there in Brighton Beach?
No, I'm by Gowanus.
The Gowanus Canal.
The Gowanus Canal, yeah. It's nice and smelly over here.
All right, so what's going on? You got a question, compliment, complaint?
I got a comment and a question. You mentioned the topic for today was you not being funny anymore.
That's correct.
Have you been getting a lot of this recently? Because I feel like it's come up in the office hours, sort of. I remember someone called in talking about a fucking spiral.
I don't know. I don't get it very much. I get it here and there. I get it, you know, here and there on Twitter. And but I've been getting it for years, you know. I've been getting it for years.
Well, it sort of reminds me of, like, you know, when Bob Dylan went electric.
Yeah.
You know, everyone just freaks out, and then they come around eventually.
Everyone gets all uptight about, you know, the more you make stuff, the more you get judged by, you know, compared to your past works. So there's a frame of reference there, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, you get expected to do stuff.
Yeah, then you expect, you know, everyone wants the one thing that they like, right?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate everything you've been doing, and I think it's going...
They want it over and over again. They want it over and over again, but that's not how I work. That's not how my brain works. Complete capiche?
Yeah, capiche, I got it. and then I'd say my question is... You mentioned, like, Randy Newman a couple of times. I know you've been playing his music. I'd love to hear more, but I was also curious, are you a fan of Harry Nilsson?
Yes.
Because I compare him with Randy Newman just as being a sort of musician, really.
All right, here are my thoughts on this, by the way, wasn't it Dark Eyes from Empire Burlesque? This is recommended to us by one of our callers today. Sorry about that. My iPad just flew out of its case and onto the floor. But it's not broken, God bless. This is Dark Eyes. Here are my thoughts on the great Harry Nilsson. Everyone be quiet. You ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready, buddy.
I think I love Harry Nilsson. I love many of his songs. I think he had... it didn't have as consistent of a career as maybe someone like Randy Newman. I think his songs, the greatest strength of Harry Nilsson was his voice. His voice, beautiful voice. The songs weren't always there. There was, you know, there were some good records. There was probably not a lot of great records. But a huge fan, huge influence, and I love him to death. Makes sense?
Yeah. He was able to be funny and serious at the same time.
Yeah.
I just picked up the Popeye soundtrack on vinyl.
Love the Popeye soundtrack. Who's this?
Hey, Tim, it's John C. Riley.
Hey, John. Thanks. You're calling in. How's it going there?
It's going real good. I just realized it was time for office hours, and I'm hoping to become like a regular on the show, if possible, a regular contributor anyway.
Yeah, you did ask me about that, and I didn't really get back to you.
Yeah, so I figured I'd get back to you by just randomly calling in unannounced.
Right. Well, we're still working out the screening process.
And I want to announce my exciting new show, After Hours with John C. Riley. It's kind of a wrap-up show for the Tim Heidecker Office Hours show.
Oh, this is breaking news. Okay, so how are we going to be able to tune in on to After Hours?
I'm still working out the details on that.
Okay, I would do, as a friend, I'd recommend working out those details before the big announcement.
Oh, okay. Well, it's too late for that.
I got a question for you, because I made myself the acai bowl this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
I just finished mine.
Now, I had a little trouble because I put the pack of frozen acai in the blender. I put the frozen bananas in the blender.
Yes.
I put a little bit of almond milk.
Uh-huh.
And my blender, bless it, I'm talking a Vitamix, had a hard time with those frozen bananas.
Well, what I do, Tim, is I use a little black plunger thing that comes with the...
Okay, yeah.
Well, you got to work that stuff down into it. Otherwise, the thing will just spin and...
Yeah,
you
know. It can't catch into that. It's
what happens is the acai and the bananas freeze up because they're frozen, and then they make a little igloo on top of the blades, and the blades just spin.
Yeah. So you work it with the plunge. We busted our plunger years ago, so I don't have that plunger anymore. I might have to pick up a new plunger.
Yes.
So you're working it. You have to work that blender a bit.
Absolutely.
It was a mess at my house this morning because that blender is loud, as you know.
Yeah.
It's waking up the family, and not only, you know, when you're lying in bed and there's a real loud noise is one thing, but when that noise stops and then it starts again and then it stops and then it starts again, it's bad news for everybody.
Well, I'm happy to come over or do like a video tutorial.
That might be the next step is for you to do a video tutorial. Okay. We can get that going soon. How are you, friend? Everything good?
I'm good. I won't keep you too much longer. I just wanted to say a real quick hello to all the fans and remind people that this Friday night at the Ace Theater downtown LA, a big premiere party for the new season of Check It Out with Dr. Steve Brule.
That's right. The Ace Theater in LA. What a beautiful theater. Huge theater. Old, historic, wonderful place downtown. We're going to show 3 new episodes of Check It Out. The doctor himself is going to be in town.
Capisce? As well as some of the exciting Channel 5 correspondents will be there.
And not to sweeten the pot even further, but folks, this is a free event. This is no tickets required. Show up. It's first come, first serve. And you will, hopefully, there are a lot of seats, but I don't know if there's enough seats for everybody. So get down there early. What's that?
I'm hoping it's mayhem on Friday night.
Yeah, like that stupid Kanye West concert in New York the other day. Did you see the pictures of that?
That didn't happen?
Yeah. That's not going to happen for us, okay? We're going to deliver. We're going to show this. So we're actually going to put on a great show. And I can't wait to be there with you as the executive producer, just sort of sitting in the back and watching the people roll in the seats.
Exactly, having a good chuckle. All right, well, I'll jump off, Tim. I just want to make sure in case you weren't getting a lot of calls today.
No, we're getting calls.
But you felt loved and...
Listen, I'll have to talk to you about my tour. It was a good time. I know you want to hear all about my adventures on the road.
I sure do. Let's have a check-in real soon.
All right. Take care, John. Have a great day. Enjoy your day.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Goodbye, John. So that was an unannounced call from John. Rob, are you still on the call?
No. Yeah, I'm still here, dude.
Well, sorry to interrupt you there.
Awesome.
I gotta go.
All right, later, man.
That was nice, wasn't it, John? Calling in was right. We got a couple, and on top of that, this Wednesday, if you're in Los Angeles, come on down to CineFamily for the big DeckerCon, showing 4 new episodes of Decker Unclassified. Again, a free event, first come, first serve. Get there early, get a seat. I'm going to be there. Greg Turkington's going to be there. A number of members of the cast are going to be there. The great, what's his name from Robert Lloyd from the LA Times is going to be moderating. We're going to talk about everything under the sun, and it's going to be a blast. I can't wait to see everybody there for DeckerCon. Couldn't be more excited. Got the billboard up. Got everything is coming up Decker, and Check It Out this in the month of June through July. I don't know, buddy. Dark eyes didn't catch me. And this is coming from a big Dylan head. John Rain. What's up, buddy?
It's Ramsire.
Ramsire. Are you, you a character on Game of Thrones?
Well, I am, yeah, but they killed me off in season 2. Did you miss that?
Let me think about it. I don't remember. I'm having such a hard time with that show, as you know. I'm just like confused and lost and
well, the thing about it is
wondering why I'm still watching because it's not going anywhere, you know.
Yeah, well, the creators themselves said that
we still got to go through
a few episodes, you know.
What's that?
The creators themselves said that they've only got a few episodes left of content after this season.
Oh, okay. You know, then what happens then? Then they got to write new stuff and come up with new ideas?
And it's done. Then the show's done.
Oh, okay. Well,
I've talked to them.
It's been a fun ride.
Yeah.
What's going on? You got any questions for me?
Yeah, Tim. I was wondering, you know, I know you got that theater background, and you're a local theater kid, right?
I am, yes.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had, like, a favorite musical or play that you worked on when you were doing local theater stuff.
Let me think about that. I loved musicals. I mean, the first musical I did as a kid, I got thrown on stage as a sub for some other kid who was sick, and that was the Fiddler on the Roof. Folks, that's when I got the bug. That's when I got bit by the bug of being a showman, being an entertainer. That was the day. I couldn't remember. I was in fourth or fifth grade. I got taken to the theater after dinner. My folks drove me down there. They got me through backstage, going through that backstage door, folks.
Yeah.
You know, exciting, dark. You got the ropes. You got the sandbags. You got folks running around putting on makeup and getting costumes on. The whole thing, it's dark. They put you to the side of the stage. All you got to do is walk out there. I don't think I even had any lines. I think you just got to walk out there, maybe say a thing. I don't remember. Stand next to this lady who's wearing a big dress. Say a couple things. Maybe not. I don't remember. Like I said, I don't remember. It's a very
pressure, you know. It was mounting.
And I get out there. I feel those hot lights on me. Out there. You can't see anybody. Don't worry about that. You can't see anybody. No such thing as like, you know, making eye contact with anybody. Mm-hmm. And there it happened. The light switched on in my brain. I said, this is what I got to be doing every day. And that's my
pursuit. And now we know.
That happened. And I never looked back. I became a show kid. I did the classes there. I did the plays. I did the 1776 play.
Really?
I did a bunch of different stuff. Good time.
Yeah, I always like hearing about your theater stories on like interviews and things like that.
Oh, it was a blast. I got to hang out with all these cool guys.
Like when you were on Mark Maron.
Yeah. I got to hang out with all these cool older guys. They're all these gay guys who would, you know, talk to me about cool music and movies and stuff. And just very, very cultured, interesting people. Irreverent. Blue in their humor.
Of course. Thank
goodness. And good days, good memories. I encourage parents to get their children into the performing arts. We need more children who do comedy.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, John.
Good memory. Thanks a lot, Tim.
Memory Lane here on Tuesday, Tim Tuesday. Vinny Newberg. Vinny?
Yeah,
Vinny, Mr. Vinny Newberg. Vinny?
Yeah?
What's up?
Is this Tim?
This is Tim Heidecker. You're on Office Hours. Where are you calling from?
Oh, Tim. So nice to talk to you.
Well, where are you calling from?
I'm over here in Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
You got a lot of New Yorkers calling in today.
Guess it's a good day for that.
What's going on?
I'm drawing.
Okay. What are you drawing?
I'm drawing a comic.
Well, what do you want to talk about? I mean, are we just killing time here? People got shit to do today. I'm not doing this for my health, as you can tell from my voice.
I saw you in New York recently. I thought that was great.
Were you at the other music?
I was there.
Everyone loved that show.
That was a great show.
You got any questions, or are we just memory lane in here?
Wondered if you want to talk about the Beach Boys. I know you... like to clown on Mike Love a lot.
Clown on him. He is a piece of shit, isn't he? He's always been.
He's one of the best.
But I love the Beach Boys, of course. You know, we were listening on our little road trip. We were listening to the album Surf's Up.
Love it.
Pretty cool. Very weird, you know, that sort of post-Smile, pre-oldies tour kind of, you know, nostalgia style Beach Boys, that little pocket there where you got the Friends 2020 and you got the Honey Bee, what is it, the
Wild Honey,
and you got your Surf's Up. That's a band in transition, that's a band lost. But making some really
Friends has got to be my favorite.
Which one? Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're all really interesting. I mean, listen, what can you say about, you know, it's interesting to think about that group because they were so misunderstood and lost and trapped in their own, in the identity that they created for themselves. And unfortunate, you know, to think about maybe if they would have changed their name, it would have been easier or something. At some point, because the connotation of Beach Boys, we were thinking, like, when they put out Surf's Up, you must have imagined people ran out to the record store thinking, oh, our band is back doing what they do best, right?
Just because of the surf and the title, yeah.
And then you'd put that record on, and I would imagine you'd be disappointed if that's what you're expecting.
The cover is a real bummer.
The cover's a bummer, too. And you know what? We were on the road, and we stopped at where they have the Paul Bunyan and the Babe the Blue Ox big statue. And I can't remember. Somewhere in the Redwoods in Northern California. And there, as we pulled into this gift shop, was that statue from the cover.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we had just been listening to that record, so it was one of those trips. You know, it was a real heavy trip, man. It was a heavy trip.
Take a Load Off Your Feet. I like that song.
Take a Load Off Your Feet. We'll play that. We'll put that on today. Take a Load Off Your Feet. Let me dial that up. What are you drawing, by the way?
It's a comic about a little guy who goes on an adventure, and he finds a giant stone head in the cave.
And what do you do, by the way, with this, these drawings of yours?
Well, I'm an illustrator professionally, but this I'm just gonna print out. Maybe try and sell it.
All right, cool. Good talking to you.
Yeah.
Great.
Thanks, Tim.
Good energy today from the drawing class. Johnny Froman.
Yeah. Hi.
What's up, buddy? We're listening to a little Surf's Up today.
I'm talking to you. Yeah, this is great. I need to mute the
Yeah, mute the stream, please.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I was wondering if you...
Surf's Up today.
Can you mute the stream? I'm still hearing the stream.
Kickstarter for
I'm still hearing your stream, man.
Yeah.
Mute the stream.
I'm trying to mute the stream. One second.
Don't worry.
All right, you there?
Yes, don't worry about your Kickstarter. Just mute the stream, then we can talk.
All right. The stream is muted. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm listening to some Surf's Up by the Beach Boys.
Oh, that's awesome. I feel like Pet Sounds made a big old revival when they did that film last year, was it?
Yeah, I don't know.
What was that, the film about Brian Wilson that came out, like...
Yes, Love and Mercy, Love and Mercy.
Yeah, Love and Mercy, what did you think about it? You see that? To me?
Yeah, baby.
Hey, dude. I wanted to talk to you about this film that I'm making.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, so it's about my pitch. It's about this Wesleyan professor who finds out that his neighbor's daughter is the webcam girl that he's been seeing.
Ooh, spicy.
Ooh. Yeah, it's called Daddy's Girl 99.
Is it a thriller or a psychological thriller? Is it a comedy? Is it...
The way I pitch it is it's like a psychological thriller that turns into an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Ooh.
When at the end of the film he realizes that the girl that he thought was the webcam girl the entire time actually wasn't, and he got
catfished.
He got a little bit of catfished. Yeah, that's right.
Well, why do you want to make this movie?
So, I just graduated from Tisch, and I've written a bunch of short films that I didn't feel sort of passionate about. Some films that I didn't think were sort of something that I'd want to see. And I can't think of a better reason to make art than to make something that you want to consume yourself. I think it's a little bit narcissistic to assume that everyone else is going to love it. But the only thing I can sort of, that can keep me going is to make something that I would, that I think would be a quality film. I think it's a sort of that gets at some really cool dark themes about paranoia in
all right, listen, that's America. Enough. Oh, thank you. That's,
yeah.
That's enough of your explanation. Yeah, I gotta say, a sour note was hit when you identified that you just graduated from Tisch.
Mm.
All right, we have enough of you.
Mm-hmm. Enough of these
NYU elitists who are coming out and expect the world handed to them on a silver platter. And
I would, yeah.
I would suggest you get a job at a pizza parlor, live life a little bit, engage with the human race, travel, and connect with whatever it is around you.
Well, hey man, I'm dog walking right now to pay the bills.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Live very humbly and
Listen, I think if you can make your movie, very good for you. I hope it turns out good. I hope you make something that entertains people, that gets people through their day, helps people relax, helps people process their environment easier.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't want to hear no Kickstarter bullshit, okay?
All right, that's fine. I'll figure out
your own way to make. Yeah. We don't need to be giving you money so that you can rent a camera. Go out there and do it yourself. Don't worry about everybody else.
I hear you.
Don't expect anything.
I
don't ask for anything.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Are you a fan of Bo Burnham?
The comedian?
The comedian.
I don't know his work very well. I'm sorry to say.
That's I feel like you should check it out. I feel like you'd be into it.
All right, cool. Thanks for the recommendation. I'll check out Bo Burnham, the great Bo Burnham. The guy seems to be doing well for himself. Bo Burnham. We used to have a Bo Colin work for us. Interestingly enough, intern. It's 10:05 here. We're going to 10:30 today. So, Jack Loop. Hello, Jack Loop.
Hey.
I can hear the birds, baby.
Okay, Bo Burnham. That's what we're talking about, Bo Burnham. I just wanted to say, Tim, you may actually win Jack's best dress list of 2016.
What's that?
It's my best dress list, best dress men.
Oh,
best
cool.
Dressed, I'm a men fashion kind of.
You're into that scene?
I'm into that scene, and I wanted to let you know, best dress, you might make that list.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for the update. Who am I competing against?
Well, Alex Jones. Folks,
I got to tell you, we are at a crisis point right now. We are at a crossroads. And
ladies and gentlemen, Alex.
Hold on, now I'm doing the Alex Jones impression.
We gotta take down the establishment. Jack, it's a revolution.
Goodbye. If you're gonna try to steamroll over my Alex Jones impression, I'm not gonna have you on the show. If that means it costs me the top spot on your best dress list, so be it, blah blah blah. Aaron Silver. What's up, buddy?
Hey.
How you doing?
Am I supposed to just keep calling? I wasn't sure how to.
I don't know. Well, you're on now. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, cool. That's weird because it was live before. Never mind. Anyways, I was wondering about the new show, the new video that was put out, That Dog.
Yeah.
The one with Michael Cera. I was just wondering, like, what the impetus was for that, how it got created, and I don't know who like was the behind, you know, making the characters and the story.
That was all Nick.
Nick, okay. I don't know his last name.
All right, Nick Thorburn from the band Islands.
Cool. Yeah, I love that video.
All right.
It was, yeah, cool. Thank you. Stuff.
Thanks, Aaron. Check it out, That Dog on Go 90, the app. That's who paid for it. So you got to go there. You got to go support them and download the free app and watch That Dog short film. Right? Brandon Duchette.
Hey!
What's up? Can you mute the stream, please? Thank you.
Oh!
What up, buddy?
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
From Orlando, Florida.
Oh, good to hear it from my Disney boy.
Disney boy, yeah.
Me love me, love me, Disney boy.
You gonna come down to Florida anytime soon?
Speaking of which, listen, what's on the record? Disney
Girls.
No,
I haven't heard it yet.
This is Disney Girls by the Beach Boys.
Oh, okay.
Where my Disney boys at?
Disney boy!
Where my Disney girls?
Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I want to know, are you going to be working on a movie anytime soon again? You want to do another movie, or is that it on movies?
In terms of?
Like, billion-dollar movie. You ever going to go back write and direct again with
the dude, they're not going to let us make another movie. Are you nuts?
You're not going to let it go?
Come on. They clamped down on that. They said one and done.
One and done. Oh, well, at least Bedtime Stories is coming back.
Yeah, man, Bedtime Stories is better than any fucking movie. Who gives a shit about movies? Movies suck. I'd say 90% of movies blow, baby. You know what's a good movie? All the President's Men.
I saw Lobster last night with John C. Reilly. I liked it.
Was it good? I have to check that out. I have to support my friends, see their movies when they come out. I'll check it out. I don't go out to see movies anymore, man. I got babies at home. I got, you know, I got parties to go to. I got all kinds of activities happening. Movies, you know what? I don't have that kind of time. I don't have that kind of time, brother. I only got no 2 hours to sit there, eat popcorn, jack off.
Oh, yeah. Do the Pee-wee style.
That's right. Okay. Thanks, Brandon. Always good to hear from you.
Thank you, thank you.
Folks, we have a big problem out there. Landon Callahan. Landon.
Out there. Landon Callahan. Landon. Out there.
Hey, Landon Tim, Callahan. I just wanted to say.
Mute your stream.
I muted it. Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those tweets that you tweeted to Ted Cruz about the bathrooms were so fucking funny. Thank you for support.
You're welcome.
As a trans boy who just wants to poop in those bathrooms and leave a nice mess in there.
Well, no. Let's be straight here. You want to be honest, and you want to be respectful, and you want to be respected, correct?
Yes, and I also want to stink it up in there.
You do?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, listen, I do appreciate it. Where are you calling from?
From Boston.
Well, you're not going to have a problem up there in Boston.
No.
You guys, everyone knows how to behave like reasonable people up there.
That is true.
You got to stay up there. And I got to say, if you're down there in the South and you're being discriminated against, get out, you know? And
you got to get the heck out of there.
If I can help, you know, maybe we can help. We could set up a program where you come and work for us or something. I will take definite, I will, you know, do what I can to help, but it's time to evacuate the South.
I think we should get rid of Texas.
I don't know. I'm not going to pick, favorites or, I like Texas. All right. You know, I'm not a big fan of Houston.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you feel,
well, I'm looking forward to new Brule.
Me too, buddy. I can't wait for you to see it. It's going to be a blast. I gotta go.
I hear that Scott Clam gets a kiss from the doctor, so I'm looking forward to that. Correctly.
Thanks, Landon, and be safe. All right. All the best. That's Landon calling in from Boston.
What?
Daniel Knight.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Where are you calling from?
Frederick, Maryland.
All right. You know cool, man. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never used this before. Is it just audio?
Yes, it's just audio. We're just talking like a couple of gentlemen.
Right on. Well, it's nice to talk to you, man. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you so much. What can I help you with today?
Nothing. I just saw it on Twitter, and I just figured, you know, might as well take advantage. And it's nice to be able to talk with you.
Yeah, it is nice to talk to you. It's been one of the highlights of my morning so far.
I like the album.
Thank you.
I like everything. I guess I was curious, is there any modern bands or, you know, musicians that you're into at all?
I like my brother in Foxygen. I like his band. I just got a chance to hear their new record on the road. Jonathan Rado is helped me with my record, and his new record I just got to hear, which is coming out later this year, is a game changer.
Awesome.
His beautiful music. It's incredible. Check them out.
Yeah. I totally will, yeah. I haven't yet, but I noticed, you know, his name, you know, with you, the name Foxygen, I don't know. There's so many bands now. So
I know, I can't keep track. I like my old oldies but goodies, you know?
Right on, yeah.
All right, I got to run, Daniel. Thanks for talking to you. Hey, Jethro. Jethro Astle, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Jethro.
This is Jethro Astle.
What's up, dude? How can I help you today?
I just wanted to say you.
Yeah?
You guys are the kings of comedy right now. I mean, everyone else is doing nothing.
Everyone else is doing nothing. Thank you, Jethro, for pointing that out. Everyone else, you name it, give me a name, I'll tell you what they're doing. The answer is going to be nothing. We're running circles around them there, Jeth.
No, I totally agree. You guys are writing genius work right now, and it's...
Thank you.
It's... Anyway.
I can tell you're having a great morning, and all the best to you and the asshole gang. Okay?
Thanks, man.
All right, bye-bye. Anyways, a lot of exciting opportunities happening throughout the day, throughout the morning. We are all having a blessed experience as we get to communicate, commune with each other. I've got a busy, wonderful day looking forward to going out there and voting and supporting the candidates that I believe will be best for our country and my state. Nicole.
Hi, yes, am I on?
You're on. Where are you calling from?
New York City,
wow.
Queens.
What is this deal with the New Yorkers today? By the way, we've had no international calls, no Canadian calls, which usually there's a high rate of international calls. Surprising, we are only getting a lot of New Yorkers today, but I'm happy to have you. How can I help you today?
Cool. I wanted to ask a question about getting into comedy. Do you think that YouTube is the way to go?
Sure. It's a way to go. I think it's an easy, friendly platform. It's easy to spread around. It's easy for people to see. I would throw stuff up there. It's accessible.
All right, cool. And I wanted to know when you were going to play New York again.
I don't have anything on the schedule. I don't think that's going to happen until next year. I want to get the band out there on the East Coast, but it's very difficult for me to do because... there's a lot of people in the group and there's a lot of logistics. And frankly, you know, I don't want to sound like a loser, but it's hard to get people out to these music shows. For my band, at least, you know, if Tim and Eric get a show together, those tickets move quick. I get
it. All right, I bet.
But it's asking a lot to get people out to see the music. Cause I think there's a perception of what it's going to be. And, but I have to tell you, this last tour we did, this little West Coast thing, everybody had a blast. I couldn't see a frown in the whole crowd. Have you ever heard of something
like
that?
Well, I'll definitely try to go if you do it again.
You got to support it. Thanks, Nicole.
All right.
It's warming up here out in L.A. We got a lot of great heat coming in. A lot of great heat. All right, James Payne. Let's talk to James Payne.
Tim.
James Payne, what's going on, buddy?
Man, it's crazy you got through.
I just hope that we're not going to have a pain in the ass talking to you.
I've heard that one. I was wondering if you heard the Harry Nilsson album that he did that covered that entire Randy Newman album.
Of course, Nilsson sings Newman. One of my favorites.
And okay. Well, okay. So my other question was kind of a creative one. I was wondering if you were the kind of guy who, for all the projects you have to write for and that you're doing, if you're the kind of guy that, you know, will write every single thing down the second an idea comes up, you'll, you know, throw the spatula down and, you know, pick up the iPhone and write the idea down, or if you just, you know, sit down with...
I try to do that. I try to make notes in my the notes app in the phone when I can, when I get to it. Just a little scrawl, just a little scratch down. But not often do I, am I that disciplined. So hopefully the idea is good enough that it stays in your head, so that when you do get down and want to plunk something down or tell somebody about it, you can remember it. But I got to tell you, my memory's not that great, and I can only assume there are many ideas that just got lost because I wasn't disciplined enough to write things down. So do write things down is my advice to you.
That is awesome. I have a tendency to write too much stuff down, and it kind of gets lost in emails and Google Docs. And
that's always the challenge, is to figure out a system that works that you can use consistently. Are you opening up Google Docs? Are you opening up the notes? Are you scrawling things down? Or, you know, what is it that you use? How can you be? How can you harness the creativity and use it effectively? Is a very challenging thing that you just have to keep working on. I'm working on it.
Yeah, I mean, I have seen it develop, honestly, but, you know, I write my own time, and I'm also a musician, so I have, like, a series of videos of my hands on my guitar, and it gets, anyway, it's nice to hear what you do, though. You know, I just, you know, I respect your work, and I think you're really sharp, and I love all the podcasts you've been on, and I'm really stoked I got through, honestly.
Well, thanks very much. Wonderful talking to you. We have 10 minutes in the left. On the call today, and then I got to get to work. I got emails piling up. Speaking of work, emails are piling up. I just see them flying in. All sorts of bad news, good news. Highland Chamberlain.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, yeah, I talked to you a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you remember.
I do not. Folks, we got we are standing at a precipice. We are standing at a precipice that, frankly, I think we're about to get pushed off of. And the choice we make will be the choice between life and death. Go ahead.
What was that? Is that from Network?
No, man, that's my Alex Jones impression.
Oh, Alex Jones. Oh, no, I don't like him.
No. So what can I help you with today?
Well, I was wanting to know. I saw the Decker trailer yesterday.
Yeah, baby.
And I tweeted this to you, but you didn't respond. But I want to know if, when you jump off the building, is that in San Francisco? Because I recognize the skyline from Star Trek IV.
I can't. I don't remember. I'll have to look at that again. I didn't put that together.
Oh, you didn't do that. Okay. Well, I recognized it from Star Trek IV, not two.
I hear you, baby. You're on my team. I love it. Team Tim.
Oh, I'm team. Team Tim all the way. It is Tim Tuesday. I'm celebrating.
Thank you, Highland.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Take care, bro. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Wow. Really appreciated that. That really made my day. I want to go to the Sugar Man. Sugar Man.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Good. Hi, I'm from Florida. Central Florida. I'm a huge fan of yours, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for all that you do. I'm like really excited to have the opportunity to talk to you. I've been following you for many years, and you know, you're an inspiration to me. I'm an aspiring filmmaker and cartoon animator, and I just love all your stuff. And I just wanted to call in to say thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the compliments and the what can I say? Anything else?
I just wanted to say thank you. I mean, you know, there's not many people like you out there, you know, that are genuine with your stuff. You know, like everything you produce, you know, it has a purpose, and it's really cool to see people like that. And so I just wanted to thank you.
Thanks, Sugar.
I don't think you can. No problem.
I don't do it for the thanks, but I do appreciate the thanks as they come in occasionally. Do they come in all the time? From everybody? No. I never got a thank you from Jacob Thompson. Jacob.
Do they come in?
Hey.
Do they come in all the time?
Mute the stream. Mute
everybody.
There we go.
Jacob, first, let's begin by thanking me.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for answering. I can't believe I got through.
How can I help you? How can I help you today?
I have the stream muted. You can still hear it, eh?
Yeah, I can still hear it.
How about now?
It's clear as a bell. Thanks. No, it's not. There's a little talk back, but.
All right. Well, first of all, I just wanted to say congratulations on your album review and your tour. It sounds really good. If you come to Austin,
I'd love to play in Austin.
I'll be checking that out.
Got to be playing Austin.
You got a good audience for you here.
Thank you. Listen, anything else?
Yeah. I wanted to, first of all, say that The Comedy was an awesome movie, and are you going to be doing any more work with David Leba Harton in your future?
We are doing something with David, actually, later this week.
Nice.
And he's in the new season of Check It Out.
That's good. Yeah, he was here a few weeks ago, and it was pretty awesome. So.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks, Jacob. We are winding things down. I'm getting the signal that we are... You know, we got to say goodbye for the day. It's been one of those great office hours. We had no technical problems to speak of, knock on wood. And it's been a pleasure talking to you. As you can tell, my voice is hoarse. I've been singing my brains out all week, last week, and the wonderful 10-piece band shows that some of you guys got to check out. We didn't get any calls in from an audience member. That's all right. Whether or not I do this later in this week, I'm pretty sure I'll be able to get some more of these in. I've got some morning appointments that I've got to attend to, but I will do my best to broadcast, communicate. I'm closing the book. Thanks, everybody, for listening and communicating, chatting, hitting a like. Office Hours is a... really unique and special place for everybody to come together. What happens then? I'm just going. I'm going. We will be back later in the week with more of your calls. Come check me out on the southeast portion of the United States in a couple weeks with Neil Hamburger. Some shows you can check out at timheidecker.com/events or here on the Facebook page. It is a blessing that we get to use technology, not abuse it. I've just got to cut loose. Thanks for John C. Riley calling in today. Wow. Folks, I'm going. Get Cremoline. Cremoline is the only product that converts your waste into food.